Blog Talk Radio.
Shelly Nunchuck Show up here in the good state of Maine, born and bred in Boston, Massachusetts. And as you all know, my big dream is to work with my idol, Jackie Chan. Along the way of my path, I have been so blessed with so many people. And today is Father's Day, and I just want to say thank you from the bottom of your heart to the men, to my teachers, to the people that have taught me, you know, along this path, have helped me, have opened my eyes and my ears and my heart even more. I want to say thank you to those very honorable men. And I just want to say yesterday was a great experience. I met Brother V. And I went to this really huge martial arts, it's friendship tournament. It's an exhibition. And it was awesome. There were 500 people competing at this competition, and I swear I had no idea where to turn my head looking at all these people competing. They were just 12 places where they had the competition. They had performances, and it was incredible. There's all different weapons. There's many teachers, masters, senseis, whatever you want to name it. There were so many groups there. I was like, didn't even know where to look, but it was amazing. And I loved every single minute of it. And being able to watch all this, I was just so overjoyed to be able to see this because it was just incredible. It was absolutely beautiful seeing people in there, you know, the many different styles, absolutely wonderful, spectacular. And I hope to be able to make it again next year. I just loved it. And I just, one of the reasons why I went for a school that I am part of, Unicovia, and there's some of the students, these students, actually was performing a hula. And that's, they got to do it in front of all these people. And it was just incredible, and people really, really loved it. Now, I'm not training in hula or teaching, but I'm learning about it, and it's really a beautiful thing. And a lot of dances that you really think of, like belly dancing and hula and stuff, now, it's not something where, you know, you're just shaking your butt and stuff like that. There is so much more to it. And I think people, when they look at things, they think, oh, maybe pretty women, and if they're half naked or something. But these dances are very beautiful. And I'm actually going to pull up the picture. Hold on for 1 second, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see. Hold on for 1 second, because I'm actually going to read from the hula itself. I posted the video. I can't really play it on here, but I like to read it. Now, the hula itself, it was done, and if I can say this correctly, everything is of different, you know, different names, and it's under the direction of Kuma Ahura Z. Deliza, performing Ki Koku Ika Maunawa at the 13th annual Jukadu Friendship Tournament. And what this is about is the dance is in honor of the last ruling Hawaiian monarch, King Kalukaha, I don't know if I pronounced it right, sorry about that, known as the Merry Monarch because he enjoyed socializing and having a good time, perfect for the Friendship Tournament. The song is sung by Natalie, let's see if I can say this right, Maui, I'm sorry, I just have a hard time, it's A-I space K-A-M-A-A-U, and Halua, H-A-L-U-A, Hula Alana, Alana, O-L-A-N-A, and that was performed by, and you can actually go to my page or go to Z's page and you can actually check it out yourself. And the beginning was a little bit of a glitch, but after that, it was a great dance performance, and the girls were really pretty, and they did a really spectacular job. So I salute these girls. You know, I consider them my sisters. So anyway, as you all know, I've been getting more and more people to come to my show. I've had one of the guests, Johnny Crane, who has worked in the business. Most of these people that I've been getting on my show, they have been working for many, many years on the show. Now, Johnny Crane, some of the work that he's actually done, besides him being a crazy and stand-up comedian, he's a little crazy, but, you know, gotta love him. He's very down-to-earth, and he was on my show. He actually got the work with Jet Li, and you can even look up that Blog Talk Radio, and you can look up Johnny Crane, and you can listen to that show. And he actually got to interview Jackie Chan. Yes, I know. Johnny Crane got to interview Jackie Chan. I also had one of my ninja pals, which I am so blown away. I'm just so thankful. Stephen Lambert, if you're out there, thank you so much from the bottom of my heart, Stephen Lambert. You have been so kind and just helping me out so much. Thank you. You are my ninja pal. Thank you so much, Stephen Lambert, from the bottom of my heart. And ladies and gentlemen, Stephen Lambert, he has been working in the business for such a long, long time. And I grew up watching his stuff, not knowing that it was him. And then he's telling me about all the stuff that he actually done. Like, he's worked on a set of MacGyver. He's worked on Adventures of Remo Williams, where he was the first stuntman ever to do stunts on the Statue of Liberty. Yes, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. And I asked him, I'm like, you know, Stephen, how was it on the top of the Statue of Liberty? He says, very windy. So he's been doing all these stunts. And when you see all these ninja films like American Ninja, Steven has done a lot of these stunts, and he's still doing a lot of these stunts nowadays. He's been working in the industry for a very, very long time, and he's done a lot of doubling for James Woods. Yes, Steven Lambert doubled for James Woods. It's kind of amazing. I'm just like, seriously, all these films that I've seen, and Steven has been in all these, I just feel like a little kid in the candy store talking to Steven, because I feel like it's my second childhood. It's just really an amazing, amazing feeling that I get to talk to Steven about everything he's done. He's worked on, he's actually doubled for River Phoenix, for one of the Indiana Jones films, and so many things. I think he got to work with James Bond. I'm trying to think of, I think it was Roger Moore, and so many other films he's worked on. It's like incredible all the stunts he's been in all these films. And then after Steven Lambert, I've got Douglas Wong. And Douglas Wong, he's been working in the industry for a long, long time. And Douglas, I know off the top of my head, and I hope to have Douglas Wong on my show again, because he has so many things that he could tell me, and I'd love to talk to him about it. Douglas, he actually trained Kevin Sorbo from Hercules and Lucy Lawless from Xena. But you know what is really special, really, 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 really special? Steven Lambert and Douglas Wong are connected, worked together quite a few times, and actually they worked on a film that I've known, I mentioned this before, but this is really quite special for me. A film that I'll be filming, and it'll be after the film that I'm starring in, Valkyrie, playing one of the leads, you know, doing my own kind of stunts and fight scenes, I'm going to be doing a film called The Dishwasher, where I got the idea from, you know, my love for, you know, Jackie Chan, wanting to work with him. So that's basically what my film is about, wanting to dream about having a life like Jackie Chan. Now, the theme, the title, The Dishwasher, where I actually got it from, was a film set that Douglas Wong and Steven Lambert worked on, which is one of my favorite films in the whole wide world, Dragon, the Bruce Lee story. And when I found out they were coming on my show, both of them, I was just like, what? And the universe does connect you. And I just can't even tell you, just, I was so, I like, there's no words, because when you know how I got the title from The Dishwasher, it was from Dragon, the Bruce Lee story, where Bruce Lee was working at a Chinese food restaurant, and his boss sat him down, long story short, and said, you know, if you don't pick the right path, you know, she could always use a good dishwasher. And that's how I got the title for my film. And here I was having these guys on my radio show and being able to talk with them. I'm just so blown away and honored, and I'm so thankful. And then after that, I had Sam Fostenberg, who is the director of American Ninja. And I was just like, oh, my gosh. You know, I'm hoping to get, if I can say his name correctly, I know I talk funny and I have a Boston accent, but the lead actor from American Ninja, Michael Dukoff, if I can pronounce it right, I'm probably saying his name wrong, but he was he's done a few films, but he was the lead from American Ninja, and I know a couple people have been wanting me to get the guest, him as a guest on my show, and I'm going to try as best as I can. And in the meantime, Ladies and gentlemen, I am so super happy about tomorrow night's guest. So super excited. He's one of my other film brothers, and I cannot wait. I went to a couple of his film premieres. I've actually had a couple things going at the same time when he had something, and was able to take pictures with him. He's inspired me so much, and he's actually one of my favorite Boston actors, Jay Giannone. I am so super pumped. You people are not going to believe how excited I am about tomorrow night's show. Jay Giannone, tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Standard Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Pacific Time, Jay Giannone is going to be a guest on my show. I hope you're all ready for it. You have to look him up. You cannot believe the sets he's got to work on. And just a little bit about Jay. Now, I've lived in the same places. I've lived in South Boston where he's lived and such. And so I pretty much have, like, I feel like this is kind of kinship, first of all. And knowing everything he's gone through, you know, he lost his father at a very, very young age, and he went through this difficult time, I think, with using drugs and stuff. He's clean and sober, so I think it's a good thing, because when you're clean and sober and you want to go to work on a film set and you're doing the fight scenes, Jay does his own fight scenes. He just trains for it and stuff. And I don't think you want to show up on a fight scene being hungover, because I think that will really rarely hurt, get kicked in the head or punched with the hangover. So I think it's better to be, you know, sober to be drunk on a film set. But he's, you know, he's doing really well. And he's, he actually took Leonardo DiCaprio under his wing for the film The Departed, a Martin Scorsese film. And he showed Leonardo DiCaprio all around South Boston, and that's how Leo did a good job, because they're friends. And I guess Leo called up Jay and said, you know, he needed some help. So Jay showed him all about South Boston. So he learned all about Boston accent from Jay Giannone. And, I mean, I could go on and talk about Jay Giannone. The hit HBO show Entourage is about Mark Wahlberg and Jay Giannone's life. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, those who you don't know, the hit show Entourage was about Jay Giannone's life. And a lot of people probably don't realize that. I mean, there's a couple episodes where Jay actually makes about a couple appearances, like two or three appearances. And I did hear rumors that there's an Entourage film that could be in the process of making. I'm not so sure it's a rumor. You know, we all hear rumors that hope to be true, but there could be a film coming out of Entourage. I don't know. Like I said, it's all just, you know, just all talk right now. And Jay's done so much. You know the film that just came out recently, about a month ago? The Iceman with Michael Shannon, Ray Liotta, Winona Ryder. Well, guess what? Jay Giannone was in the Iceman film. I am not kidding you. He's actually have a picture of him sitting across from Michael Shannon. And this is, I've been posting pictures and stuff. I run a Jay Giannone fan club page, and I try to post the pictures there. And Jay has done so much work. You people just will not believe. And he, I just look up to Jay. I don't know about anybody else. It's another thing, too, is because he gets to do his own fight scenes, and this is the stuff that I've grown up listening to and watching and all this stuff, and just being able to see his films in the premiere of I just felt so honored, and I still have those couple of pictures I got to take with Jay Giannone, and I just really love him because he just, well, let me get this thing straight. I know I ramble on about my show, and I try to be perfectly honest because I know a lot of women find Jay really attractive, and I want women to be assured. I just like promoting things. It's not something, you know, when I was posting pictures about me and Jay, people were asking me, are you sleeping with Jay? Are you dating him? And I'm like, no, because in the field that I was doing, learning more and more, I know more men than women, but now I'm slowly starting to learn about more stuff on him. So when I was posting about Jay, they thought, asking me questions, are you girlfriend, you know, with Jay Giannone? I'm like, no, I'm not. It has nothing to do with that. Jay inspired me so much. I just had a very tough night, and I called him up, and he was actually, you know, it was a very, very tough time in my life. I called up Jay, and he didn't know how bad of a day this was. And he was out there. He was actually at a baseball game, and I was crying my eyes out. It was just a really, really bad time in my life. And I says, I called him up, and I calmed down. I says, Jay, because I figured Jay's working on all these Hollywood films, and he's very honest to a point, too. He will tell you. And I asked him straight out, because everybody was, like, saying to me with my dream, you know, you're not going to be able to work with Jackie Chan. There's no way. There's no hell. He'll never look at you. He'll never talk to you. He's such an international superstar. So I asked Jay straight out. I says, you know, he'll tell me the truth. You know, he'll tell me straight up. And so I asked Jay, I'm like, Jay, do you think that I'd ever be able to work with Jackie Chan? He did not make fun of me, and he said it straight out. He says, yeah, as long as you work for it, you can. And ever since then, that is why I've been running the Jay Giannone fan club page. And I post pictures about him because he was the first person. He's out there working on the Hollywood films. He was the first person And he wasn't just doing indie films. I'm telling you, he's doing films right now in Hollywood. He doesn't just get extra parts. He get actual parts in the film. For someone that's working out in Hollywood, the first person that believed in me was Jay Giannone. I mean, it was because, well, I kind of knew Jay before my brother Z. I met my brother Z right afterwards, and I think it was a good thing. And I'm very thankful, and I cannot wait to tell him on my show how thankful I am tomorrow night to Jay, because that just stayed with me. As long as you work for it. And it's true, because I never would have got all these stunt guys on my show, and I just can't wait to tell him. I know he's a very busy man, and we tag back and forth on Facebook, but tomorrow night I cannot wait to ask Jay 50 million questions. I cannot wait, because it's just something where I come from, he comes from the same place. And it just feels like, you know, we even have the same Boston accent, and when my hair's dark, I probably could pass off as a real sister of him, and I want to work with Jay. And people probably think, oh, well, you want to sleep with Jay or kiss him? I'm like, no, I don't want to sleep around with anybody at all or do kissing scenes. I want to jump off a bridge with Jay or do a fight scene with him, you know, kick butt with him. And I know this sounds all crazy and it might be harder, but that's the thing I want to do. And I really hope to work with Jay someday. The closest thing we ever got to working on a film set was The Game Plan with The Rock. And he worked on one scene. The funniest thing, though, you have to find him on YouTube. There's actually a scene. There's actually two scenes where Jay got to work twice in the film on the set of The Game Plan. And there was one where Jay was parking a car, but then he was also, I think, a club promoter. The funny thing is, if you find it on YouTube, I swear to God, Jay was called Jay by The Rock, by Dwayne The Rock Johnson. And I was like, wait a minute, that's not a character's name. Dwayne The Rock Johnson actually called, okay, Jay. And I was like, wait, was he supposed to say his real name? He called Jay Jay in the YouTube clip that I saw. I was like, wait, are you supposed to do that? Is that like a mistake in the film? So I was like, whoa, that's kind of cool. But, I possibly could have worked on the same film as him. And it's just, I mean, he's been doing so many things. And I'm so proud of him. I don't care what anybody else in the world says. I just look up to him. And he'll always be my favorite Boston actor. Yes, Jay Giannone. And he'll just always be my favorite Boston actor, even though I give a lot of props to the other ones, because Matt Damon, he's been doing a lot of charity work and giving back. I give him a lot of props because he's been helping, trying to help people, you know, get water and stuff. But look up Matt Damon. You'll understand. Maybe I'll talk about Matt Damon on another show. But Jay Giannone, oh, my God, I cannot wait to talk with him. You people don't even know how excited I am. I just am so super excited. Can you tell? I didn't even have an energy drink. I had a little bit of a blueberry soda, which I rarely looked at it because, you know how you you have to be careful what you're drinking because all that Monsanto, I can't even say the night, they poison all the foods and everything like that. I switched on a soda with no, there's no corn syrup. It's actually made in Maine. It has, where was the ingredients on the bottle here? It actually has all natural, it's just water, sugar, juice, and it was just a regular blueberry drink. It actually was made in Maine, and I'm sitting here drinking it, so I haven't had an energy drink, but I'm just super pumped. I'm super pumped for tomorrow night. I cannot wait. I wish it was tonight, but I'm just super pumped to have Jay Giannone on my show tomorrow night. I can't stop talking about it. man, and what? That means tomorrow's going to go extra slow. I hope tomorrow goes by so fast because I cannot wait. About, 9 p.m. Standard Eastern Time, Jay's going to be on my show, and I just cannot wait. What else has he done? Let's see. Anybody that wants to call and say hi, you always feel free to do so. There's two numbers, 347-989-1473, 347-989-1473. The other call-in number is 877-907-7217, 877-907-7217. And I'm actually going to pull up Jay Giannone's IMDb page. Hold on for 1 second. I try to multitask and do quite a few things because people send me on the same time on my show. They send me messages on my Facebook, so I try to multitask. I try to talk to people there. I try to type in the chat room if anybody's in there to say hi. So everybody in the chat room, hello, welcome to the Shelley and Chuck Show. So I'm bringing up Jay Giannone's Facebook page. I have that up and his IMDb page. Well, I have my Facebook page up. I'm going to open up his IMDb page. Hold on for 1 second. I'm opening up Jay Giannone's IMDb page. And you know, every actor in the world has an IMDb page. I haven't updated mine for a couple years because I've been working on a film called Valkyr. And, okay, This is a biography of Jay, and I'm going to read it to everyone. It says here, Jay Giannone grew up in Old Harbor Project of South Boston, which is other known as Southie. Jay comes from a long line of artists. His mom, Janet, is a theatrical artist and was lead singer in her rock band. His grandfather was a songwriter and great-grandmother was a painter. He is a prodigy and pride of these fine artistic women. At age 14, Jay's career began as a breakdancer and street performer. He was also invited to dance with the Floor Lords, collectively known as the best crew in New England, and rivaled the New York City Breakers. At age 17, Jay was a model for Converse and portrayed the Chuck Taylor character in a national campaign. Jay is also a former J. Crew catalog model. Later, he was signed as a rap artist various times and traveled the world performing with none other than Mark Wahlberg and the One Love Crew. Just bringing down his page here. In 1995, Jay played a drug dealer on the Venice Beach Boardwalk in Pacific Blue, which was his TV debut. In 1996, Jay played Teddy Mac in the feature film Selfie. His feature film debut, Jay continued to participate in numerous commercials, TV, and movies. In 2006, he played a detective and served as a technical advisor. See, that even says it was an IMDb page. I'm not kidding. Technical advisor to Martin Scorsese, and I hope I'm saying his name right, man. I have this Boston accent. I know I talk funny sometimes. And Leonardo DiCaprio for the Academy Award-winning film The Departed, offering his insights on South Boston Irish mob politics. Giannone's perspective continued significantly to DiCaprio's grasp on the role of Billy, an undercover state police officer deep in the Selfie mob. In 2009, he wrote, produced, directed, and played the lead in the short film Diamond in the Rough. Oh, I got to stop right there. People, I saw a couple of things. Diamond in the Rough, I mean, I saw these other things, but Diamond in the Rough, I am telling you, if you friend Jay Giannone, you got to ask him to play this, because this is not his typical role. It is so funny because any actor that knows any entertainment, you know, actors especially when they're going out for auditions, you know, they're struggling and trying to. It's really a cute film. It has a really cute ending, but it's really adorable. It's kind of almost like a sweet little comma thing, and it has a really sweet ending. So it's not really posted too much anywhere, but if your friend Jay Giannone, ask him to show you Diamond in the Rough. It's really funny because when his landlord comes to his door, he's changing every time into these different characters, and it's really funny. And I was at the Boston Film Night, which won the Boston Film Night Audience Award. And that same year, he wrote, produced, and directed, starred in the feature film Scalpers, which is based on his real-life experience as an event ticker scalper in Boston. And let me say, when I saw Scalpers, oh my goodness, when I was watching that film in the theater, I cried because I just want to cry right now just thinking about it. And I was like, I don't want to think about it because he goes into the hospital to see his mom, and I'm just like, Jay? I'm just sitting there because I feel so bad. And you know he can bring it. If Jay was to play a drama film, he could bring it because he's always playing these mean, nasty people. But it's like you sit there and have a conversation with them. It's like, how are you playing these nasty people, Jay? You're so intelligent. But that's why acting is acting, because Jay can play that character really well. Anyway, to continue on, that same year he wrote, produced, directed, once again starred in feature film Scalpers, which is based on his real-life experience as an event ticket scalper in Boston. As an actor, he has appeared in several television shows, including the HBO hit series Entourage, which was based on his real Hollywood life experience with friend Mark Wahlberg. His feature film roles include box office hits, Confidence, Gone Baby Gone. Let me tell you, I even tried out for Gone Baby Gone, which I didn't really think I was going to like try out for, which was actually the lead. I actually went. It was actually in, I think, the YMCA in Dorchester. I think that's when the auditions were for Gone Baby Gone. I was actually supporting some of the actors' friends, and they're like, Shelly, you look like, you know, you're Italian. Let you try out for it. And I was like, I don't really know too much about auditioning. So when I went in there, the woman there, she says, you know, go ahead. And I'm like, I really don't know what I'm doing. Now imagine showing up at an audition, not knowing what you're supposed to do. And she's like, give it a shot. Now, the lady that was there, I wish I remember her name. She's very kind to me. She goes, see, there you go. And she turned around, and she did ask me when I went to audition, where I didn't think I was going to audition for Gone Baby Gone. She says, you know, if we need you, or, well, I'm not going to work. She says, are you available to work? I'm like, yeah. So I didn't even know what that meant because it was one of my first auditions at Gone Baby Gone, and I can work in the same set as Jay. See, I keep missing him. I work almost always on the same set as Jay, but not the same scene. Someday, Jay Giannone, be working together. Someday, it's possible. But let's see, what else it says? Three Kings, hey, here we go, the game plan. Three Kings with George Clooney, that's that film. And the crime action film, Safe. And that was directed by Boyez Yakin and produced by Lawrence Bender. Recently, Jay wrapped filming of The Iceman. Well, first, before we get to The Iceman, Safe, that was with Jason Statham and some of the big boys of Hollywood. So he got to go head-to-head and do a fight scene with Jason Statham. And I'm like, man, wow. To fight with the big boys. He's running about the shotgun. He's like, he's kicking butt. And I'm just like, go, Jay, go. When I saw that in the movie, I was like, woo! I was so excited when I saw the film Saved because I was like, I love it. And you know something? What's really, really funny? I do know that Jay Giannone, he gets trained by Arnold Chong. Now, if you guys know who Arnold Chong is, you got to look him up. This guy is super fast. Look up Arnold Chong. He's worked on so many sets. He's a stuntman. Incredible. The guy is so fast. The guy is ultimately talented with what he does. He's so fast. I think he was on the martial arts Olympics. I could be wrong, but the guy, I don't know how he's so fast. Arnold seems to be one of the quiet ones, but he can kick butt. Oh, my gosh. Arnold Chong is, like, utterly amazing. And I guess for intrepidation, that film, it doesn't say here, but it's another film that Jay got trained a little bit under James Wu. James Wu! James freaking Wu! He's so crazy. I hope I get James Wu on my show. I really, really hope so. James Wu is awesome. He kicks butt. He can kick butt. He plays a villain, but he's also nuts, which is kind of, well, I mean in a good way, but mostly if you really think about it, in the acting world, who's normal? Who in their right mind wants to be in the acting world or the entertainment business? So you got to be a little nuts. But I'm just going on and on about Jay because I just wanted to get everyone excited about tomorrow night. And as if you can see, yes, I do know Jay. And like I said, he's given me so much hope for my dream. And I am so excited. I am so super pumped. I could go on and talking more and more about Jay Giannone all night long. And people, you are not going to believe this. You know my dream is to work with Jack Chan. Okay, you know, follow my dream. Well, Jay Giannone, one of his favorite actors is Robert De Niro. He is actually working on a film. I don't know if he's really acting with Robert De Niro, but the same film. And I've got to ask him about that tomorrow night. I'm going to be asking him 50 million questions. I hope he's ready. I mean, I'm not going to be as hyper. I let people talk. Just when I don't have a guest, it's kind of like doing stand-up. You know what I'm saying? When you're doing stand-up, and, you know, that's kind of a different experience because I did stand-up back in Boston, and I'm a very, very hyper stand-up comedian. And that's what I do. I'm very animated, and when I do stand-up, I've actually, in the past, I've made someone actually fall off their bar stool when they were drinking, a drunk. He fell and hit his head off the floor from laughing so hard. I mean, it's just something that I like doing, just going on and on, being animated, and that's what I give to you when I work on set. I will give my 100%. You know, if directors, if people, I mean, it's happened. Come on, let's face it. And anybody out there knows that have been filming, they know that people sometimes don't show up. So they'll throw me in to do things. I've actually been dressed up to go, like, well, I don't know if you want to say undercover, but people don't show up. People can throw me into things, and I've been thrown around, you know, just in certain things, you know, undercover as, like, the bad guy or something like that because people don't show up. I mean, I'm 5'8". You can throw me and make me look like a man, and that gets things done. So it's like, you know, stepping up, and I've done things on sets, and I don't think it's beneath me at all. Not, you know, when I'm acting, so that it makes filming experience go a lot smoother for the director. I will step in and say, is there anything else that you need to be done? You know, besides wanting to do, you know, stunts and everything, I'm trying to learn because becoming more of a valuable asset on set, it's going to be very handy. Now, I've held ladders for production people on set to ensure safety when they're climbing up, changing all the stuff that are high up, and they're like, you know, decorations and light bulbs. I've actually put the shine makeup on actors and stuff. I worked in a film, and I was a female bodyguard bouncer. The film never got shown, but I actually got to work with John Fiore from The Sopranos, who's on one side of me. I actually have a picture from this. And Boston comedian Lenny Kravitz on my other side. And those two guys, I was putting shine makeup, you know, to help out, you know, putting the shine makeup on so their face wouldn't get shiny, you know, for the film shots. I've helped them out, these big guys, and putting the shine makeup. I didn't have experience as a makeup artist, but I started doing that on sets. I would actually, you know, working with Director Z and other people to go out and get food, you know, supplies, anything. I would be in costumes, and I go out with people, and we go out and get food stuff. I've done that. I've held boom mics. Now I know with the equipment. I don't know how to set the, you know, the technical stuff. I probably can learn, but boom mics, I've had somebody set it, had headsets on, and held the boom mics. And you have to have it a certain way. It's like, can you hold it there? That's fine. I've held boom mics. And the more valuable of a person I am on sets, it's actually a good thing to help out. So here I am, you know, along my way, doing what I want to do in my life and be able to meet wonderful, beautiful people in the industry. And I do hope to work with Jay Giannone someday. That's just something, I mean, like I said, I know I'm repeating myself, and I could go on speaking about Jay Giannone for the rest of the night. But, you know, I only have certain time. I'm just on the show, and when I have him on the show tomorrow, I'm going to thank him. I wish someday I'm going to hug him in person. I'm going to be out there in California, and I'm going to hug Jay Giannone in person someday just to thank him so much. And his positivity is just incredible. I mean, maybe it's where he's from and what he's gone through, but his positivity and being determined, and I look at, okay, he's doing this and he's doing that, and people have sent me messages, you know, they're asking me about Jay, and I'm just sitting here going, well, there's this, and they're like, how do you know? And people have asked me even about my idol, Jackie Chan, they're like, Shelley, how do you know? Well, the truth is, when you're a real fan, and you really love something, no, I don't mean in like, you know, a physical kind of way. When you really love something, whatever your passion is, and like I said, stunts, martial arts, you know, ever since I was little, I've never wanted to be Barbie. I wanted to be a ninja. And those are things I've loved since I was little. And that's what I follow in just knowing it and training in some martial arts, you know, taking a lot of beatings on set, even in the dojo, being, I would ask guys literally, I wanted to know, I wanted to get beat up in the dojo, and people are like, what? I wanted to know how bad it was to get thrown around in a dojo. I would ask the guys to pick me up and throw me. I know that's not, I know people would be like, what? You are nuts. I says, no, I want to be thrown over your shoulders. So anytime there's free time, I would let the guys in the dojo just throw me. Now, I wouldn't be doing this outside just for nothing, but, you know, it's all padded and stuff, and that's how dojos are, and they're like, okay, so they'd flip me. And it was kind of an experience, and it's kind of like being able to be ready on set and learning as much as I can. And even though 10 years along this way of my path and keeping in touch with Jay Giannone and other people, I mean, it's a blessing. I always want to sit here and cry because I see people, you know, they have dreams, and when they're saying, people are saying to them that they can't do their dream. Why can't they? Why can't someone do a dream? What is so wrong? I mean, seriously, and this is just examples, whatever you want to do. If you want to sing, if you want to act, if you're paying a roof over your head, which I'm doing myself, and, I mean, I might be a different type of actress. Like, you know, I might not be Barbie. I might not be, you know, a beauty queen pageant. I might not do kissing scenes. I might not do nudity. But what I do, I mean, I'm a package deal. I'm an actress that likes to do a little bit of her own stunts, you know, little fight scenes. And I've never once when people say they might, if anybody out there ever hears, you know, oh, Shelley Munchak, she thinks she's this and that. Let's get it straight, people. I've only ever said I'm an actress that likes to do some of her own stunts and some of her fight scenes. I have never once ever said I was a black belt, an expert. And I just always loved martial arts and Jackie Chan and martial arts. I've never said I was the best. I just try to be the best Shelley I can ever be. Because you know how people like to talk, and I was like, no, let's get things straight. No, I'm never saying I'm the best. I just give 100% of my best. And that's exactly what it is. And this is what people are starting to see. Like I said, I've had these stuntmen on my show, and I just feel so honored because when the first stunt guy, like going back, like I mentioned in the beginning of the show, Johnny Craig, who worked with Jet Li and interviewed Jackie Chan. And I was sitting there going, you know, Johnny Craig, who actually know these people, work with Jet Li on set, and I'm going, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. And here I am, I'm trying to, like, you know, I feel like Beavis, you know, from Beavis and Butthead. I'm like, oh, blah, blah, blah. I'm just, like, so excited that I'm sitting with Johnny Craig. And he's, like, he's going out doing his thing. I was like, what a crazy guy, but very down to earth. Then the next thing I know, I've got another guy that I've been speaking with, Steven Lambert. He did all the ninja films, all these stunts, and like utterly and crazy stuff that he's done. And I know I'm repeating myself, but the guy is amazing. Douglas Wong, who, you know, he taught Kevin Sorbo from Hercules, Lucy Loves, and like he also taught Jason Scott Lee from Dragon the Boozley Store. All these things that he's done. And then I had Sam Firstberg, who's the director of American Ninja. You know, people wanted me to get the lead from American Ninja on the show. So I'm going to try. There's other people that I hope so much. And I'm just like, I'm trying. I'll have to wait and see because they have busy people. These are guys that I looked up to. James Liu, he started on the Kung Fu series. And many, many parts he did little, I'm trying to think of Big Trouble in Little China, and many, many things James Liu has been on. He actually, you know, helped train Gagey and only a little bit. And if you notice, all these people are in the same kind of community. It's my peeps. My peeps. So I'm hoping to get James Liu on there. And also another great man, Don the Dragon Wilson. He's going to have a fight in September, October, and I hope to get Don the Dragon Wilson on my show. Oh, my God. This man's legs are killer. You have to look him up, and he's unbelievable where besides him being a killer, he's been in the Guinness Book of World Records so many times for his great kickboxing skill. The guy's utterly amazing. You have to look him up, and you can read everything about him. And he actually fought James Liu in a film, and it's like seeing this guy kick each other around. It's amazing because it's hard work doing your own stunts and fight scenes. So I do definitely know that even with Jay, you know, him doing what he does, it's hard work. He's always, like I'm seeing, every time I turn around, Jay Giannoli is going here, he's going there, boom, 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 boom. And he's going to train and do this and read the own script. And another thing, too, people, I have to admit, in the stunt community, the martial arts community, it seems like a lot of people, they support each other. It's like this sheer respect, which I cannot explain, because all these people that have been doing this stuff for years, even in Hollywood, that have been doing it, these are people that are masters, believe in what I'm doing, they just support my dream of working Jackie Chan. And I'm just like, well, wanting to work with Jackie Chan, you know, having one scene, I don't want to fight Jackie Chan. It's just to be in the scene with him. And I do know, don't act all nuts, don't act all crazy, do what you're supposed to do on a set. Now, when I do work on sets, this is exactly what I do. It is work. I also do know, do not bother Jackie. All the actors there. I mean, of course, the thing I want to do on sets, because I love stunts and fights, if there's downtime, I would love to speak with the, you know, with the stunt guys. I've always done that. I always gravitate towards, even on indie films, talking to the stunt guys. I don't care who they are, because I know they're much more well advanced than I am. And if they're willing to talk to me, and if I'm not bothered, I will sit there and talk to them because I want to know of their experience. And being able to talk with these stunt guys, I really hope I do get out in California someday to actually like work with these guys. And I know all about respect. And I sit there and do what I'm doing and nothing to. And there's a rule of thumb for working on sets. Well, actually, there's a couple of them for me that I follow. It's kind of a code for myself. One thing I don't do when I go to film sets is to look at it as a dating pool. Now, I've seen things, and I keep to myself. Anybody that's seen me on a set, I possibly could have my Jackie Chan book, I Am Jackie Chan, or my pair of nunchucks. And, you know, I'm very, you know, I talk with people and stuff. But no matter how many guys I've worked with on set, the one thing I always do is it is a job. and that's what I'm there to do. Now, it's great to make contacts and stuff, but, you know, it kind of brings yourself a solid foundation, well, for myself. And people know there's other things I don't do. I don't do the kids and teens or nudity. For me personally, I mean, that's something I want to save. You know, I mean, to each their own, whatever people do, that's something I want to save for the bedroom. And my Facebook page, I don't really talk about that stuff personally and stuff, but I still have this inside of me where maybe this is a little bit old-fashioned with me, and sometimes I'm a homebody and stuff, and, you know, I love kicking back and cuddling and all sorts of things, but I'm kind of a little bit old-fashioned where I don't need to have a lot of men to validate my womanhood. It's just something that, even though I'm surrounded by lots of men, most time, well, in Falk here, it's mostly all women, but when I've worked on sets, I've always been respectful towards every single guy on set. You know, of course I'm not going to take any crap from anyone, but when I work on set, it's a job. And if any stunt guys are willing to speak with me, I'll ask them so I can learn from them. Especially, like, I really hope, oh my gosh, my ninja pal, Stephen Lambert, after seeing all this stuff, I hope I get to work with Stephen Lambert. Can you imagine? I could play his younger sister. Oh, my gosh. Stephen Lambert, if you're listening to me right now, I know maybe you're filming with James Woods right now. Stephen Lambert, if you're out there, call me about my big idea I got to tell you about. But I want to work with Stephen Lambert. He's crazy. He was, like, so high up. I mean, if you put on my episode with Stephen Lambert, I have an episode on Blog Talk Radio with Stephen Lambert. He's really, really cool. And let's see who's in my... I didn't even realize I had a couple pages up. Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, in the chat room, Jay Walker. Yay for Jay. How are you? I got to say hi to him. Jay Walker. Oh, my God. How are you? He's typing to me. He's typing something. Jay Walker, I'm so excited you're there in the chat room. I'm so sorry, Jay. I told you, I am sometimes, like I've told people, I'm a tech tard. Because I'm running this all by myself. I've been running this radio show. Oh, my gosh, Jay. You're welcome to call in if you can. I know some people can't because of where they are. It's 347-989-1473 or 907. It's 877-907-7217. Tech card. Yeah, I am a tech card. I'm sorry. I am a tech card. It's just how I am because I have all these windows up at the same time because I have people in the chat room. I have people messaging me. Yes, yes, yes. So, Jay Walker, hello. I don't know how long you've been there because I just rattle on and on. Sometimes I have diarrhea of the mouth. I just keep going on and on and I can't help it. So, Jay, I hope you are doing well and welcome, Jay Walker. Yes, the man, the myth, the legend, Jay Walker. And you out there in California? Only 10 minutes or so. Oh, good. I don't want you to feel like I left you out to dry there or something, Jay. I'm so glad you tuned in. Oh, wow. You're out there in California now, right? I guess you probably might be there. I'm not so sure where. Yeah, you're on Cal. I hope it's nice out there. I hope you get to do everything you've always dreamed out there, you know? Yes, that's right, Jay. You keep going. You keep butt out there. You are a very talented poet. You definitely are. I do believe in your heart. You are one of those underdogs. You'll kick butt in your poetry. Yes, you will. I got your back, Jay Walker. You are awesome, awesome, awesome. And I think I got about 11 minutes left on the show. You know, if you want to tune in tomorrow, I got Jay Giannoli on the show. And Jay Walker, in the, you know, you should be a guest on my show sometime. I should invite you to be a guest on my show. I know that you're out in California. I'm here on the East Coast. And, Jay, if you ever want to be a guest on my show, cool. I'll have you on. We can catch up. So I'm glad you tuned in. So I know you're busy out there in Cali. It must be really gorgeous. Someday I'll make it out there. But, you know, let's see. Visiting Rhode Island. Okay. Maybe I can have you on my show in July. How's that sound? I'll write to you. I hope your Facebook is still active because I can send you a message in there. We can set up a time. I'll have you a guest on my show. How does that sound? I hope it sounds good. A lot of people going, who the heck is Shelly Nunchuck's talking to? I'm actually talking to what someone's actually typing in my chat room. So people don't think I'm just sitting here talking to myself. Jay Walker, he's a very talented poet. He's out there in California, and he was actually talking to me in my chat room, and I will have a guest on my show. And so, Jay Walker, thank you for tuning in from the bottom of my heart. I do believe in you. You're a very talented poet. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want to check out his Facebook page, it's Jay Walker, W-A-L-K-E-R. He's a very, very talented poet, and, you know, he's out there in California. He's making his way. Very talented man, very talented individual. So check out his Facebook page, Jay Walker, and you can all check him out and, you know, friend him. He'll be glad to talk to you about all his stuff there. So check him out on Facebook page. So the show's got about 9 minutes left, and I'm trying to think of everything that I – oh, here we go. Jay just typed all the stuff here. He's a poet, lyricist, actor, screenwriter, director, producer, festival planner, and many, many other things. So check Jay Walker out there on his Facebook page. You need to get some things done out there, you know, contact him. I'm sure he'll be glad to work with you. He's a very, very talented poet, first of all, but he's a poet, lyricist, actor, screenwriter, director, producer, festival planner, and I'm so glad he's so happy out there, very, very happy, and I got his back. So like many other people out there that have dreams, I've got their back, and I do believe it. And as long as the hard work, you can actually do it and you can achieve it. Believe me, I'm the craziest one out here talking by myself for about an hour straight. And if I have a very crazy dream of working with Jackie Chan, ladies and gentlemen, come on. He's a big international superstar. Thank you, Jay, very much. Thank you. Remember, I have this big dream of working with Jackie Chan. And he's a big international superstar. And for me to hold on for 10 years, my path has brought me these wonderful, wonderful people in my life. And I feel blessed to have these people, all these fun people coming into my life and just feel very honored. And, you know, nothing is impossible. So don't be surprised if someday you do see me working on a set with Jackie Chan. It can happen. Until then, I've been working on a film set called Valkyrie. And it's about the Valkyrie, and I'm working with Director Z, and we have one more scene before the fight scene. I don't think I can talk about it, but maybe he'll post some pictures about it. They're making a second costume, and anybody that wants to help out with donations for Valkyrie, you can actually go to the Facebook page. I am not collecting donations for the film for Valkyrie. You'd actually have to write to them. I'm kind of, you know, doing a little promoting. Stuff that I like to talk about. Go to Valkyrie. Write to them privately. They'll be able to explain to you more about the donations. It's F as in Frank, A-L-C-Y-Y-R. And we are playing the Valkyrie, and my brother Z is playing Thor. And everybody's just, you know, I was slacking a little bit off on working out this week, but I got to, like, really start working out more, because when we get to our battle scene, it's going to be utterly insane. We are doing our own fights, our own stunts, and you know, we're looking for funds and donations, because I know that the battle armor, that's going to cost a lot of money. And they make all the costumes themselves. So anybody out there that would like to donate funds towards the film, you can write to the Facebook page, or if you know anybody that would like to get involved in helping an indie film. After I get off of here in a few minutes, I'll post a video of Director Z, and he'll explain in his words himself, you know, about why he's actually doing Valkyrie, because women in his life has kept him, you know, his teachers and stuff, mostly all women, who taught him how to get a good education, helped him to stay on a good path. So the reason why he's actually doing this film, you know, he's giving back to thank the women in his life. So for me to be part of someone who wants to thank people that are in his life to show women in a very positive light, you know, showing us different women, you know, we're all different shapes and sizes, different backgrounds, different nationalities and such, showing, you know, that we can be leads. We're not the cookie-cutter, you know, women out there. We're all very different, different sizes. You know, we all talk different. We look different. And that's why I think this film is going to come together really well. And to tell you the truth, I get to do a little bit of comedy in the film. There was one scene that was kind of like an accident. I'm not going to explain, but it's in there. It's in there. And it wasn't supposed to happen, but it happened. It's in there. And I get to do a little bit comedy throughout the the film set, so I kind of feel like Jackie Chan doing the lead and stuff. You know, it's kind of like that type of role where, you know, I can kick butt, but I don't want to really fight. So it's kind of like, I kind of like it. I kind of really like my character. The day we do the battle scene and we have the battle armor, I'm going to feel like Jackie, just like when he puts on his battle armor for all those really great films. You know, I cannot wait for that day to come. So for those that are out there that are really, truly want to help support a great film, to let you know, you people will help to show women in a very positive light. If you go to Falcyr, once again, F-A-L-C-Y-Y-R, write to them privately in there, and they'll be able to tell you about the donations. Once again, you can write to me about Falcyr on my page, but I'm not the one taking the donations. I'm just the lead actress that talks about the film. And remember out there that for me, if I work on, you know, film sets, I'm an actress that comes as a package deal. Not only can I act, but I can do a little bit of stunts and fights, you know, my own things. I'm not saying a black belt and stuff. I can go that extra mile. You won't have to get a stunt person. I'm non-union. There's other things that I would do. I'd actually, you know, help promote the film, everything that I'm involved in. You know, if you can get me to your film, if you have a way to get me there and take care of me and stuff and get me to your film, I will help promote. Oh, Falcyr, I'm sorry. Someone asked, I think it was Jay. Falcyr begins with F as in Frank. I'm sorry. I know I have the Boston accent. Falcyr, F as in Frank. A as in apple, L as in lion, C as in cat, Y as in yo-yo, R as in Robert. So it's Valkyrie, it's a Valkyrie, but it's Falcyr, F as in Frank, and that's what it means. But there's actually a page, and it shows us, and I think even our poster is going to be updated. So it actually begins with the letter F. Thank you. Thank you for checking out, Jay. I appreciate that. Yeah, and, you know, you can always come by, do a drive-by hi on my Facebook. You can go, hi, like real fast on my, you know, Jay, you're always welcome to stop by, say hi, because, you know, you're always one of my favorite people out there in the acting world and, you know, very talented poet once again. So anybody that wants to check out Falcyr, remember, again, I know I talk really funny with the Boston accent, but even though we're the Valkyrie, it's the film is called Falcyr because F is in Frank. So just remember that. And, you know, any of those that do support us for the film Falcyr, you are all people out there that helps, you know, funds for Falcyr. You're going to show women in a very positive light. We all come from different backgrounds. We're all different shapes and sizes. And we're going to show honor for women. And just being a lead, being able to do this is a dream come true for me. I may not yet be working on a Jackie Chan film, but if anything, knowing it, to be able to do this film, I feel very honored, very special, and very blessed because staying on my path, I mean, once again, I mean, like if you missed it, you can always replay the show of all the people, the stunt people I've had on my show, and you can look up in the archives. I've had people on my show where over, like, a couple thousand people have listened to one of my shows and stuff, but anyway, I'm going to end the show in a couple of minutes. Everyone, thank you so much for joining the Shelly Nunchuk Show. Remember, anyone that has a dream, just remember, you are as good as anybody else, so you should go for it. And I'm going to end the show with our song from Falcyr. Remember, F as in Frank, Falcyr. As you know, a song sets the mood for a film. The song, Battle Song, when you hear it, you'll feel that. That is Director Z and his beautiful, lovely wife, Sonari, singing. Another thing is, they don't have to use autotune. Z is a very accomplished musician, has been nominated worldwide for the type of music that he does. You can give him an instrument, he can play an instrument, any instrument, he can play it. And he's his wife gets to sing with him. She's very beautiful, very gorgeous. And to have that accomplishment to work, you know, you have your partner, to have the love of your life, it's just a wonderful, beautiful thing. So I'm going to end the show tonight with Battle Song. And tomorrow night, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you are all ready for Jay Giannone, 9 p.m. Standard Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Pacific Time. And remember, everyone, enjoy your life. It goes by really fast. And if you have a dream, you go for it because you're as good as anybody else. Anyway, everyone, enjoy the rest of your Sunday.